What can you say when you are looking in the face of one of the greatest talents in the history of the American theater, Hal Prince? I was fortunate enough to get to know Hal because he lived in Miami Beach and would come occasionally and quite often, actually, to the Coconut Grove Playhouse. Needless to say, it was a frightening experience every time Hal was there because you wanted to measure up to the standard of excellence you knew he represented and the body of work he had created that had helped shape the American musical theater. Hal was kind. He was always constructive. He was always caring, and he always realized the limitations of what was being done and the remarkable efforts that it took to put it on. As he said to me often, "Arnold, I could never run a regional theater. The idea of having to create 6, 8, 10 productions a year, back to back to back to back, 4 weeks at a time, with limited budgets, was simply not a world that I would feel comfortable in, and fortunately a world that I did not have to occupy, lucky as I was to be able to, quote-unquote, make it on Broadway and have the opportunity to work with great artists there, directly with enormous budgets, relatively speaking, to the Coconut Grove Playhouse. Hal became a friend. He introduced me to many people, several of whom came to work at the Playhouse, actresses like Linda Lavin, and it was always his sense that we were caring and part of a family that was attempting to do excellent work that made me continue to respect him. I'll never forget when he invited me and my wife to go to see him in Mallorca, where he and his wife Judy and their kids Charlie and Daisy were living together. When I arrived, Linda Lavin was leaving, and I had an opportunity to chat with her, which later on in my tenure at the Playhouse paid off because she was willing to come work for me and do Broken Glass by Arthur Miller in a truly stunning performance. Hal took me out for breakfast the second day I was there and told me that he wanted to let me know in advance and do not judge him too harshly, but that he felt the need to direct every production of the Phantom of the Opera that he possibly could so that he could protect what he believed was his greatest theatrical achievement, at least the greatest commercial theatrical achievement that he had ever done. I looked at him and I said, "Why not? This will not only make the quality of the productions that represent this show better, it will also make you feel like you have the security to take even more risks in the future." And he did. And that's what made Hal Prince a remarkable, remarkable theater giant, the risks he took.